24 minutes to 9 o'clock on a Tuesday, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome back into the studio after an absence of, well, quite a long time. We haven't seen the Caesar Water team, and we've got the Group MD, Shyam Misra, as along with the Customer Service Manager, Lily Raja, to announce something extraordinary. So welcome to you both. I'm not going to steal your thunder and announce it for you. I just want to welcome you into the studio because it is a kind of a new dawn with regard to water security and service in the Greater Dolphin Coast region.
Yeah.
Because that in the theatre would have been a cue. And that's
the drum roll. Yeah, so that's the drum roll.
So, Shyam, maybe you want to kick it off and explain what it is that we're getting so excited about.
Yeah, good morning, Dave, and thank you to Radio Life and Style for giving us this opportunity. And I think good morning to all of the listeners and to the Dolphin Coast. I think today also commemorates Caesar Water's 26th anniversary.
Wow.
And I think today, you know, it's been a wonderful journey for us in 26 years. And one of the things that we always be looking at is enhancing the value that we add to our customers and looking at moving our company into the digital age. And I think everyone knows we want to have convenience. This little device we carry along with us and we can't do without anymore. A little cell phone controls lots of things we do in our lives. And I think what we're trying to do now is also give that convenience for our customers so that they're able to log onto their account, look at their trends, especially give us feedback on issues that they may find, water running down the street or any service-related issue for water. And then we can then respond and then digitally enhance that service offering to them and then ensure that we are more proactive and more efficient in terms of our delivery of services.
Okay.
Because apps are kind of ubiquitous now for almost every aspect of life, as you've alluded to. But people are resistant to downloading apps because, well, we're just so cluttered and got so many. And generally, the idea is, what's in it for me? You've alluded to the fact that you can keep a closer watch on your account and you can report. This is always something that you've been extremely proactive in dealing with, is reports of pipes damaged, water leakages, etc.
Yeah.
But that's because in the old days, or the old parlance, you were on the other end of a telephone and it was that human voice. With an app, sometimes there is a disconnect unless it's extremely well managed. So maybe, Lily, you can come in and explain how you're going to respond to these things in terms of how the management is going to go.
Good morning to the listeners. We are so excited about introducing the Caesar Water mobile app. And we're looking forward to our customers having access to reporting faults once they download the app, and they're able to do that via the Google App Store or the Apple Play Store. And we also have live notifications for our customers, as you alluded a little bit earlier, that customers will be able to report outages. They'll be able to send video clips, photos of the area that they see all these complaints coming from.
Wow. And then yes. I'm just thinking about it now, because there has been of late instances where there have been interruptions to service, and important that people have the information so that if they need to either prepare for a potential shortage of water or store some water. And you've up until now relied on community groups, and that's not really very effective because only certain people belong to those groups. Now all your customers can get that information simultaneously.
Correct, Dave.
All those that download the app. So it, I would imagine, is a very important part of the service that you offer is getting people to download that app.
Correct. That is so true. And also these live notifications will be also sending that through to our customers, where they'll receive updates on the estimated time for repairs and any other notifications as well. So we're looking at enhancing our communication to our customers as well.
Now, you know, we've had ongoing issues with electricity and electricity service disruptions, and many folk have been saying, if it wasn't for Caesar Water, we would be having the same, if not worse, situation with water supply.
Yeah.
So I think it's fair to say that we're extraordinarily lucky in this part of the world to have a private entity working, no doubt, in conjunction with the public, a service, in the sense of the municipal entities, to provide and maintain effective water supply. And I think it's one of the I think there are only two or three places in the country where you have reached a level of water recycling to the degree in which you have been able to put grey water back into service. I think that's an absolutely remarkable record, and it speaks volumes for the technology and the astute nature of the company that we're talking to. But it is a threat, and I wanted to just touch on it briefly, and possibly, Sham, you are in a good position to give the answer to this one. There have been rumblings of late that there have been attempts or certainly suggestions by municipal entities that they would like to take back the provision of water services to the community. And I have heard many people saying, if that happens, they're going to leave. Because then we're doomed. How likely is that scenario to play out?
Yeah, I think, Dave, let's just put it in context. Our contract was signed in 1999, or came into being in 1999, and we've been rendering services under a 30-year contract. So there is a possibility for renewal. And last week, we were actually at the Water in Darba arranged, following the SONA address by the President and the Minister of Water and Sanitation, called us in Darba specifically on the reforms needed, because water is in crisis countrywide at the moment. We've seen water shedding in Johannesburg and Itigwini. And it's not a good story. You know, it's unlike where electricity, you can do it out that, but the inconvenience of not having water for 6 hours or 10 hours a day is actually disastrous for the economy, schools, hospitals, and business at large. So the primary energy, which is water, is the catalyst for economic development as well. So the government's now actually amending the National Water Act and Water Services Act to allow licensing for water service provision, and they're using the blue and green drop standards as the basis to do that. And fortunately for us, I think we're the only service provider within the Ilembe district to have both green and blue drop. We ranked third in the country for our water system as the best water system in the country. In 2014, when the previous audit was done, we actually were the number one service provider. So our track record over the last 20, 25 years speaks volumes for our efficiency and responsible management of water. So, you need two willing parties to engage in a contract, but we still have 4 years left to go on this contract. We're still going to be treating this as though we're an entity that is here for the long haul, and whatever happens in the political climate, we're not in control of, but we'd love to still remain the service provider to the residents of Dolphin Coast.
Well, I'm telling you now, as a resident of the Dolphin Coast, I would absolutely insist that you remain. It's not just the Dolphin. Look at the disaster that we had a while back, a natural disaster where water supply was cut off to parts of our neighboring territory. And if it hadn't been for you guys, all those people that didn't have water for months, that were collecting water literally at your depot, would have been in serious trouble. And I think the community at large owes you a collective huge vote of thanks for that and your continued excellent service in the Dolphin Coast, Greater Dolphin Coast area. So long may you run, as they say in the classics. And the app now that you've introduced is, I think, one of those examples of forward-thinking initiative that is going to make life easier for everyone in the concession area. So, to download it, Lily, just finally, where does one find it?
Customers can go to the Play Store, the Apple Store, and also at Caesar Water website to download the app.
And you look for Caesar Water?
Yes.
S-I-Z-A. As simple as that, folks. Do it. And try it. If it doesn't add anything to your life, then you can delete it. But I think that you'll be keeping it on your phone. I have an idea that it's going to be an integral part of your life on the North Coast when it comes to water supply. And thanks to our very special guest, Sham Misra and Lily Raja from Caesar Water, for keeping the taps running. And I hope we'll see you again really soon on The Morning Show on Radio Life and Style. And The Morning Show continues.